We're focusing on best practices. We have our 16 colleges attending, as well as 9 other universities throughout Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
So we're wanting to share information. We all have similar situations, and if we can have the colleges explain how they use the system, then hopefully our people can learn something and take that back.
You're sharing kind of the best practices with this ASTRA scheduling system. Can you explain how the ASTRA system works? My understanding is that it helps administrators schedule the optimum use of space and resources to save the most money. Is that an accurate description?
Yes, that is. We have the academic areas coming into ASTRA schedule through an import from our student information system. And then that tells the people who have the event scheduling that a room is available or not and what kind of resources are available for them. So it's kind of a merger between the academic side and the event side so that everybody knows what's going on and it's in one system. And, you know, you don't have to call around to find out if a space is available.
So this saves money by actually maybe shutting down buildings or certain classrooms at certain times that would only be used for one class, for example?
Yes. We did a pilot last year. One of our colleges, they shut down a specific building during the summer mm-hmm. on Fridays. So they didn't sacrifice the quality of the classes or cut staff and faculty because we still maintain the same amount of classes. But because we were able to shut that building off for a Friday in the middle of the summer, we were able to save some energy costs.
What else can the system do aside from help schedule these classes at the optimal times?
It also gives a lot of reports. You know, you can make a lot of financial decisions from these reports. You can look at bottlenecks in your system and reschedule things so that you don't have issues with parking. If you have all of your classes scheduled from 9 to 2, then you're going to have an issue with your parking.
And parking is always an issue on any college campus. So that's something, an application that isn't even directly related to cost savings, but making people's lives a little easier.
Exactly.
Are the scheduling changes causing any problems for the students? It sounds like it's actually really helping.
It's helped a lot, and we're actually doing a pilot right now with one of our colleges so that we can look at our schedule and see what the students need to graduate so that we can get them through the system and get their credentials so that they can move on and get a job.
Are any of the savings being passed on to the students, or is this a measure strictly to meet the existing budgetary concerns that every college has?
Well, right now we are dealing with decreased funding from the state. So right now we're looking at it as a way to make up the funding decrease so that, you know, we can save the students money, but also not sacrifice the quality of the education.
You can find out how to contact KCTCS for details about the summit on April 24th and 25th on our website at wnku.org under local news. Melinda Holbrook, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Matt.